Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's hour 5 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are now just minutes away from the Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30 as they host the Mariners for the first of three. Thursday's game is going to be a 1:30 start, by the way. So after that, we'll have an abbreviated G-Bag Nation, then get you into that draft coverage at 6 o'clock. Right, Brian?
Absolutely right. Yeah, and then you guys are at Pluckers all around the city.
So yes, sir.
Go check Lucius and Gavin and my man Chieftain out.
Chiefs and Grapevine. Lucius and I are going to be in Arlington.
Arlington, yeah. And Wooly Bully and I will be handling the draft. So
right on. We got us surrounded.
We got you covered.
As Jared Sandler joins you now here on The Fan to talk about the latest with the Rangers. And a good evening, Jared. How the heck are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Excited for this series, big series.
This is first place on the line. How good are the M's this year? What do we got to worry about with them?
Yeah, I think they're a really good team. No, I told you guys before the... What? What's so funny?
No, it's funny because the last time you said something about a team, you told us the A's sucked. So I'm laughing about that because you immediately go, the A's aren't very good and the Rangers should make short work of them and that kind of thing. So when you said, oh, the Mariners are really good, I kind of thought, okay, Rangers are going to take two or three from them here.
I hope so. If that's what it takes, I'll do that all the time. I mean, the A's do stink and the Rangers should have taken two of three or three of three, and I think they know that. But, I mean, I told you guys before the year, I've said this whenever asked, that, you know, who's the biggest threat to the Rangers? It's not the Astros, it's the Mariners. And I don't care about the Astros' slow start because we know the Rangers had a start or had a stretch during the season like that, you know, last year in the second half. There's 162 games. The Astros could very well turn it around. All that, you know, notwithstanding, I felt from the beginning that the Mariners are the team that's the biggest threat. Their starting rotation is unbelievable. The Rangers are missing their best pitcher, in my opinion, in George Kirby, but they're still having to face Logan Gilbert, Luis Castillo, and Bryce Miller. All three of those guys are top-notch pitchers, and they've got a really good bullpen, and their offense off to a little bit of a slow start, picked it up a little bit here lately. I think it's a better lineup, not on paper in terms of name recognition, but in terms of the actual production they're going to have, I think this is a better lineup in 2024 than what they had in 2023.
How does Dane Dunning match up with this lineup?
Well, he's pitched really well. It'll be interesting to see. You know, one of the things that just stuck kind of in my head is Mitch Garver. He's making his return, and one of the things Mitch does is, you know, he crushes lefties. So Dane being a righty, I guess, helps in that regard. But, Dane's pitched really well. It's tough to know, Eric, just because this is kind of a new and improved version of Dane. Not that the Dane Dunning last year was not a good version. He obviously was. But, one of the things that I tweeted about, and Eric and I talked about before the game, Nadell, and Chiafalo. Eric Chiafalo and I had an in-depth talk on this as well. But the extension, and Logan Gilbert's always been a big extension guy. Dane Dunning's improved a lot in that regard, and you can't help but think that the improved swing and miss numbers and strikeout numbers are very much influenced by the fact that his extension, which is simply a word to measure a pitcher's ability to cut down the distance from the mound to the plate by where they release the pitch, is much improved, and it's made his stuff play up.
Jared, you guys just went on a brutal 17 days kind of a deal. How big was that day off for everybody yesterday?
Yeah, I think it was huge. Bross, I think it was big winning the final game, just to, you know, be able to have a 500 road trip portion
sure.
of the 17-17. Obviously, they go 8-9 overall. But yeah, I think the off day was huge. It's big for rest, and some people might say, well, but why do the rest? I mean, they just, you know, it's only April. I think it's just big to be able to reset where you are on the pitching side too. And but yeah, because it is April, you aren't, it's almost like you run a marathon and you sprint right away.
Right.
You know, and so yeah, it's April. Their gas tank is much more full, but there's also a little bit of a difference in terms of not being in the swing of things, playing some colder temperatures as well, outdoors, just all the different things that, you know, you can't really measure on paper. I think that 17-17 was awfully tough. There might not be a tougher stretch of games, not based on opponent ability, although the quality of opponent was really good. But just in terms of, you know, 17-17 and ending with 10 on the road, that's awfully tough.
Jared, we have a new player here, Johnny Cueto, a minor league deal. He was with Boch in San Francisco and CY in Kansas City, and he was really bad last year for the Marlins. What do you think they have in mind with him?
Yeah, I guess depth. You know, it might be something where, hey, because of the relationship with Boch, Johnny Cueto needs an opportunity to show that he can still pitch, and the Rangers are the organization willing to do that. You can never have too much starting pitching depth. Cody Bradford's on the IL. We obviously know Tyler Mahle, Max Scherzer, Jacob deGrom on the IL. And, you know, I think the Rangers simply are looking at Johnny Cueto not as a guy who they fully expect to be, a contributor of the big league rotation, but just another veteran who can provide depth if needed. And, you know, he'll get some starts, I'm sure, AAA. And if he pitches well, then obviously that improves his candidacy. If he doesn't, then no harm, no foul.
38 years old. He's had a pretty solid career. It's exciting to see at least a recognizable name out there. Maybe he could catch fire for a couple of weeks and give you a couple of starts. Now, speaking of pitching, though, Max Scherzer starting rehab assignment Wednesday. How quickly could he be back?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're looking at early to mid-May. And it's amazing how that timeline has changed from early June to late May, now mid-May, now it could be early May, right? You know, I don't think there's any reason to totally rush him. Early May, if things just go incredibly well, no setbacks, you know, nothing like that. But I think early to mid-May, which is a big improvement from, I think, what the projection was when he had surgery, which was, you know, you're probably not seeing him until June. And, you know, I think when the Rangers elected not to put him on the 60-day IL, that showed you that the Rangers felt like he was ahead of schedule, and that certainly has been the case with Max.
There is another pitcher to talk about. We'll do that when we return right here. Jared Sandler talking baseball with us. The pregame's coming up at 6:30, and we're back with more baseball talk here with you in the G-Bag Nation.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. We're talking Rangers as pregame's coming up at 6:30. Jared Sandler's Rangers preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214-817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Jonathan Hernandez, wasn't he starting to get it figured out right before he got hurt last year?
Gavin, I wish I could say yes. The problem with Johnny is not the stuff, the talent. It is the consistency. And so the reason I hesitate in answering that is because you're not gonna prove that you can be consistent by putting together two or three good outings, right? It need to see it over an extended stretch. And I don't know if that's a mental thing, if it is in fact because of, physical challenges with health, I'm not sure. But yes, you're not wrong. We saw stretches, or I should say flashes of like, hey, yeah, this is the guy that had a 2-something ERA a few years ago. And this is what you'd expect from a guy who throws a bowling ball sinker at 99 miles an hour with a power slider. But for whatever reason, the production and the stuff just have not lined up. And hopefully they start to do so, because we all know that the Rangers, can always use some help out of the bullpen. And we also know that guys who throw hard tend to have the ability to be more effective. They tend to have a higher ceiling. And someone like Johnny, who throws hard and in theory is going to be able to get you a lot of balls on the ground, is someone who could be very valuable out of the Rangers bullpen.
What do you think the role is for him initially?
Well, my guess is just because you've got a healthy Leclerc, you got a healthy Robertson, you got a healthy Yates, and hopefully this homestand you'll get a healthy Spores. There's no need to throw him into a high leverage spot, which is what the projections kind of were for him last year around this time, right? The thought was, hey, this guy's going to be a part of your solution to close out save situation type ball games in the 7th, 8th, 9th innings. I think he's more of a middle relief type, someone who maybe in a perfect world, the first time you bring him in, it's when you're down by 2 or 3 to keep it that way. It's not always a perfect world when, you have to make those decisions when the game's actually unfolding, but I think he's more of a middle relief type.
Think Evan Carter's about to turn it on here?
I hope so. It was nice to see him bust out of that rough stretch. He got his first hit against the lefty. It was a little ground ball that he beat out, but a hit's a hit. It counts. The Mariners have a couple lefties out of their bullpen. The Rangers aren't going to see any lefty starters. But getting that hit out of the way, and then also against the righty, Darius Vines hitting the home run and snapping out of the one for 1 for 17, what have you. Hopefully he is going to start going in the right direction. Hopefully White Langford, this homestand, can really get things going in the right direction, because the Rangers definitely need them both.
Hey, Jared, Gavin, and we were all kind of talking about that with Evan Carter. Could you play like with him, like what Ichiro used to, how he used to hit, kind of with that speed and out of that side of the box, kind of
against
a slap,
lefties.
Yeah, get slap, kind of slap hitter kind of a guy. Is that something that they would even think about, or is that just so unrealistic? It's just a totally different player.
It's a great question, and I think one of the challenges, and I don't know the answer to this player to player, right? Because some players probably could handle this better than others, but it's tough enough, for a guy. I'll use a switch hitter, for example. One of the challenges for a switch hitter is that they have two different swings. In theory, you'd like for the swing to be the same from the right and left side, but your body is different, and they're never going to be identical. Now when you're asking a guy to have two different swings, essentially, two different approaches, obviously there are going to be differences anyway, right to left, for a guy like Evan Carter, but to change the swing type, I don't know. And I think what they would – my guess is, if I were to ask someone with the Rangers, hey, what are your thoughts on, a total change in approach? I think they would say that right now, in his first real go-around against lefties, they'd rather just see over a larger sample what it looks like rather than put a ceiling on it right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, over a few months, if things aren't going well, what, you know, I think you always have to be open to changes, open to differences. But, you know, I think you could have one of two things. One, you could say, Evan, we want you to sell out for power and walks against lefties. Or say, hey, we want you to be super patient and just put the ball in play against lefties. I guess we'll have to wait and see. These are all good experiences. It's frustrating maybe in the moment, right, because you want him to be the guy that is an all-star caliber hitter against righties. But I think over time, all these challenges for him against lefties will pay off for both him and the Rangers in understanding how to proceed.
Thank you, Sands. Have a great night, man.
Hey,
see
thanks,
you soon.
Guys. See
there
you.
He goes. He's at Jared Sandler on X. He must follow. Yeah, Jonathan Hernandez activated. Johnny Cueto signed a minor league deal. He'll start off in AAA. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the pimp cup over there at Master Control. 4.5 hours, flawless radio producing, engineering, and hosting. Thanks to Carter Freeman back there coordinating your video at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. A welcome back show tomorrow. Zach Wolchuk, the Woolly Bully, will be back. Thanks to Eric Chiafalo as well. Brian brought us. Okay, so a big show tomorrow. Obviously, we'll be reacting to Mavs Game 2, and we'll be previewing the Stars Game 2, plus lots of draft talk coming up. Ross Tucker will join us at 4. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the nation. At ease.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.